It is 8:40. The Steve Cochran Show continues. And look what the cat dragged in. One of the greatest coaches of all time. And our good friend, Coach Joel Quenneville. I don't know if he's upset. He's been calling me all summer to do stuff. And I've just been busy, you know? Hey, Steve, can we hang out?
He understands.
Hey, Steve, can we do this? Can we do that?
You want to play tennis with you?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. He wanted me to talk to him about the team a little bit, you know?
Of course.
He always appreciates my input. Oh, is he listening to all this on hold? Oh, this can't be good. Coach, how are you?
Good morning.
Happy.
You want to go play a little bit here? Go get some ball.
Happy summer.
Yeah, happy summer to you.
What have you been doing?
Yeah. A little bit of everything. Like you said, playing a little tennis. We had development camp last week. Had a couple of trips. Went to Europe with the family.
Where'd you go in Europe?
Went to Germany and Italy.
Fun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had a lot of fun. A lot of fun. They had all the kids, and it was good.
Pasta, wine, or sauerkraut? What's your go-to?
We did it all. Beer, sauerkraut, wine, pasta, and kind of that order.
So if we're watching a game this fall and suddenly you disappear from the bench, it's your digestive tract still messed up?
I hope not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The development camp, who's a kid we're going to want to keep an eye on?
Oh, it was some of the best I've seen. We got a great young group here. We had a good draft class here this year. Seeing some of the kids from prior years here, but you can talk about the Boquist kid. He was going to be a special player. He's got unbelievable skill, patience, got a great shot. He's got a lot of nice upside offensively, and look forward to seeing him progress. The Bowden kid is going to be a decent player. Wise, the Russian Kurosev, I don't know how you see it, say his name, but he's good. The guy that might have been the kid that impressed me most was the Slavin kid. With his brother plays with Carolina.
Okay.
He looks like he could be a player, too. So it was like almost every one of these kids is could turn out to be an NHLer, which is unusual, and hopefully that's the case. But certainly it was it was as good as a class we've seen.
How do you know when you see an Alex DeBrincat? You know, when there's a guy to go, oh, I could be wrong, but this kid's special.
The cat was kind of one of those guys. Well, let's see how he handles bigger players.
Right.
And, we'll see it when he does it. I mean, we always liked the skill and we always liked how he competed. But that's a big jump from juniors and all of a sudden you get, not even to the American League, he came right here and he showed that he could play right away against bigger and stronger guys. And that's a great compliment to what he's, able to do with Ben. And, his future is only going to get better. But these kids, you just see them competing against one another. You see their skill set. They see the compete level. You see their awareness. Hockey sense is all part of that. But the competitiveness is certainly the one thing that you got to expect that it's going to be an all-out type of a player. And these kids all showed that they're willing to do whatever it takes to find a way to get here.
Dave, say hi to Q.
Joel, good morning. One guy that everybody's been wondering about, I think, is Joakim Harju, the number one pick from last year. Is he, I know he's young, is he ready to make that next step yet?
I'm looking forward to seeing him. He had a really good camp. I thought he had progression from last year to this year was enormous. He's got a lot of patience with the puck. He's got a lot of confidence in his game. Him and the Mitchell kid from last year's draft, I think they're, you got to think of that. Our defense class is really high end, and that's something we haven't seen in a while. So it's Henry, we'll see how he does in camp. He's got a lot of confidence as well. I'd like to see him make a run at trying to play up here. I think he wants to. I think you always got to look at how big or can they handle that physicality or the strength that NHL players have and how he's going to defend against them. But I still think he sees the game offensively the right way, the way the game's going. He's that kind of defenseman that can make us a better team. But it's a good question, and how he shows in camp will make that decision for us. But certainly great progress from one year to the next.
How about Marcus Kruger coming back, Joel? What is his presence going to mean?
Well, we like him. Q and I like him.
Okay. Well, we got the answer from Steve. So thanks anyway, Coach.
Well, Krugs is a guy that, you know, he was a big factor in how we played. And I think that a penalty killer, a face-off guy, a reliable check-in-line guy, something that we didn't really use much over the last year. And I think that we lost a little bit of that type of predictability in our game. He's excited as heck to get back here in Chicago. And I think it's an opportunity for him to recapture him being a useful player. That the last couple of years he's been hasn't been at that level, and hopefully he can get back to playing at that level where he's one of those top defensive type role guys. And not too many guys appreciate having that job description of just being a checker and filling that need. But he takes pride in that, and I think that he can nail something down for us and being that guy that can, you know, we can use him in different ways and add something to our team game.
Coach, a lot was made of the West last year with the Vegas Knights, of course, and that storyline. But, man, the Central was so tough. The division, you look at Nashville, Winnipeg came out of nowhere, Minnesota, of course. But how do you see the competition shaping up for the next season, especially with all the teams that you have to play in the division?
The division only got better. Dallas still thinks they're a playoff team and a team that can win. They're still trying to do things, too, in that fashion. You could touch on every single team in their division. Colorado out of nowhere, making the playoffs and having some of the best young players in the game. So they're only thinking they're going to get better. You know, I think St. Louis had one of those years that were around the playoff edge the whole year that they think they're a playoff team. So you can't count anybody out of the picture before it starts. We feel that we want to get back in there and for being where we were the prior year and then not making it. You know, it's one of these type of situations where you can be in Colorado, be one of the worst teams in the league, and you can fix it in one summer or one year and turn it around, right, and have everything go your way. A lot of things got to go your way to be a playoff team in today's game. And we know it's tougher in our division. We know the importance of goaltending. We went through that last year. We need that. We need our experienced guys to be as good as they've ever been. And our young guys, you know, they got to be a part of the team and make a meaningful contribution as well. But it's going to be, we're going to need everybody to be at their best this year. And we're going to need, obviously, help in a lot of areas. But, you know, we feel that we can recapture that winning feeling around here and be in a top team again as well.
Coach, have you taken in any of those Chicago Pro Hockey League games yet?
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm hearing about it. The reports are spectacular, and building's full. I think the guys are enjoying playing it as well. So I'm definitely going to get out there one night. I'm not sure it's going to be tonight, but it's Wednesday night action, and it's the guys are enjoying it. I think it's been a great concept, and you know, that's a good way to stay in shape and have fun with your fellow pros.
I just find it endlessly entertaining that guys who are good hockey players, but these are guys who are not playing in the NHL, and suddenly you look up and, oh, look, there's Taves. There's Sharpie. There's, you know, there's whoever. There's Kaner. I mean, that's got to be intimidating and cool.
I think it'd be fun and thrill for a lot of these kids that, you know, whether they're aspiring to be a pro or they're in the development leagues as well. And getting a chance to see Johnny and those guys out there is, you know, I think they look forward to it. And being on the ice with them at the same time is even going to be cooler. We'll see how that goes over the course of the summer. But the guys that have played have all said how much they've enjoyed it. And it's kind of can help with their progression and how they want to train over the course of the summer. And Paulie's got a great setup down there at MB. And it's going to be, I think it's one more step from the gym. Get out on the ice on a Wednesday night is a fun thing.
Yeah, if it wasn't a Wednesday night, I'd do it.
Of course.
I got to get up early Thursdays.
Yeah, and we used to drink beer after the game, you know, and after old-time hockey, but that's, you know, these guys might have a beer or two after the game. I'm not sure.
No, now it's nutrition drinks. Now they're all having smoothies with the boosters. Dave.
Joe, what's the question you expect to get the most this weekend at the convention?
You know the question, and I know the answer. And you know, I think with Corey, we're looking at him you know, he's progressing right now, and we expect him to be ready once we start. And I think that's where we're at with him. And so he's been around, and you know, we'll see him around in the gym as well down there, and look forward to seeing him this weekend as well.
You know, Cam Ward is
was I right on that question or what?
Well, that's what I would think it would be the most frequently asked question.
Number two is, what is that cologne? Is that Old Spice?
Yes.
Cam Ward, big deal, right? It's great having him in.
Yeah, I think it good experienced guy, comes in, played a lot of games, and can be that guy, and certainly it'll be a nice balance with him and Crow, and he's excited about here and being in a different situation for the first time. It'll be healthy for him as well. You know, but I think that no matter how many games he plays, we feel that he's capable of winning games for us, and the predictability that we've always had in the net, you know, I think he gives us that comfortability, and we probably had the one stretch over the course of 10 years where it was a little bit unsure there, and that was the first time we've experienced it was last year.
You sound as pumped as I've heard you in a long time. It's great.
No, we haven't talked in a while, so you know, we're excited. You know, we're excited about you know, where we're at, and you know, we're going to need everything going our way, and we want to make it happen.
Back to the cup where we belong. We'll have to play a few games before we get there. But it all starts this weekend with the convention. I'm going to give away four passes right now on a weekend in the Dells with Coach Q.
And does he know that?
No, he just found out just a second ago. Oh, wait, I'm being told that he's not available for that. Family pack of four passes for the convention anyway. And you'll probably see Q get a chance to high-five him. Blackhawks convention this weekend at the Hilton Chicago through Sunday, courtesy of Mathnasium, changing lives through math. Coach, were you a math guy when you were in school?
You know, I was decent in school. Once English, brutal. Math and science is okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject? Punching guys in hockey? Was that your favorite?
Maybe math.
Math guy?
Yeah,
makes
sense.
Yeah. Well, you got to figure out these line changes.
Right. Yeah, you got to add them up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's got to be five guys and a goalie? That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Get your convention passes if there's any left at ChicagoBlackhawks.com. Coach, I'm looking forward to seeing you. It's going to be a great season.
All right. Thanks, guys.